Next debate will be on the Jerry Springer Show. In the event of a tie, the winner will be determined by a food fight. So, regarding our debate today, you are very familiar with both our candidates. They're very familiar with each other, having appeared at numerous forums and debates all year. I was kind of thinking this debate would be like a nice, pleasant, gentle carriage ride through the country on a fine fall afternoon. But in light of the events of the last few days and how things have heated up, I now invite you to climb on this runaway stagecoach to hell that I'll be driving. Hang on for dear life. Here we go. Please join me in a rotary welcome for Mr. Hal Heiner and Mr. Greg Fisher. Now, this is the third mayoral debate that I've had the pleasure of moderating this year, and both these gentlemen know what to expect today. But for the rest of you, briefly, here are the rules. I will tell the candidates the time limit for each answer because some of them vary. There's a clock right there. You can both see it okay? Yeah, right in front of you. That's good. And they know that I will hold them to the time limits. The candidate who answers the question first will also have a 30-second rebuttal following the second candidate's answer, and they will alternate. Although we will accept no live questions from the audience today, all of the questions have come from you Rotarians. And I will ask the partisans in the House to please hold their applause until the end. See that lady right there, Patricia Hart? When she claps, you clap. If she ain't clapping, you ain't clapping. And if you do, I have a laser pen and I'm not afraid to use it. All right, a few minutes ago we flipped a coin. Mr. Heiner won the flip. He's elected to offer his opening statement first. So, Mr. Heiner, you have 2 minutes for your opening comments. Please begin.
Well, thank you for taking time to be here today. You know, it's almost exactly 400 days ago, just upriver from here, that I announced this run for mayor here in Louisville on a platform that I felt like was a platform for all Louisvillians. And in fact, I have to tell you, I'm very pleased that three Democratic mayoral candidates have endorsed that platform because it is a platform to move all of Louisville forward. You know, I talked that day about how we are the city of the greatest people in the country, but that we have some major issues, some major struggles that we have to address if we're going to remain a great city. And that greatest struggle is the fact that we have had leading unemployment in our region of the country every year for the past 10 years. We have to grow jobs in this community in the next administration. You know, my experience as a business park developer for the past 20 years, where I've worked with over 100 companies as they've decided, companies from around the world, as they've decided where to put their jobs, if they should expand in Louisville, stay in Louisville, if they should move to Louisville. And maybe even more importantly, the 8 years I've served on this Metro Council, right from its foundation to beginning of this merged government, that I think can really take us places if we put a vision on the wall and we all pull together for that vision. Now's the chance. But I'm running to bring that background in job attraction and the fact that I've been involved in 8 years of public service and I know this government well, what's working well, and what needs major overhaul to the mayor's office to get off to a fast start. You know, Jim Campbell at GE this week said, when he announced the $200 million investment in GE, he talked about how wonderful it is. It's great for Louisville. But he said that's a turning point for GE in Louisville. Well, this election could be a turning point for Louisville as well. And I just ask you to join me in 4 years of getting a lot done. Thank you for allowing me to be here.
Mr. Fisher.
Anybody ready for the elections to be here on November the 2nd? Anybody tired of negative campaigning? Well, I think a lot of people are. And our race has been clean up until this point. A few days ago, Hal is getting desperate. He put a dishonest ad out. Everybody's seen it around town. The Courier-Journal proved that it was dishonest. Hal, you're a good man. You've got a good heart. People in this community know that. Show your integrity. Take that ad down. Let's fight about the issues in this campaign. The most important issue in this campaign is putting Louisville back to work. I've been a lifelong job creator. I'm best known in the community as the co-inventor of the Servend ice and beverage dispenser. Whenever you dispense ice, please think, vote Fisher. Vote Fisher for me if you would. That'll work out. After we sold Servend, we were an internationally recognized company, finalist for the Malcolm Baldrige National Quality Award, won the USA Today Quality Cup. I know how to build high-performance organizations. Helped 15 other companies start, created over 1,000 local jobs. I'm a job creator. I can help put Louisville back to work. I'm focusing on the strength of our neighborhoods here in town. The soul, the character of Louisville is our neighborhoods. And when you talk to people, they say, I'm from Butchertown, I'm from Valley Station. They say it with pride. It's the association with your parks, your restaurants, your neighbors that people feel is the heart of Louisville. So having a mayor that will invest in all of our neighborhoods is critically important. And last, when I started running this campaign 15 months ago, I said this campaign is not worth winning if my campaign does not represent all the faces of Louisville. The top CEOs in town have endorsed me. The firefighters, the UAW, the South, the East, the West. You will see all the faces of Louisville in my campaign because we're open, we're welcoming. That's how we need to be as a city so that the best ideas come here and help us start our companies that create the opportunities for our kids and grandkids to make our city great. I appreciate your time here and look forward to our discussion here over the next half an hour.
All right, you have both stated that jobs are your top priority. How do mayors and government directly create jobs? And very specifically, how do you intend to create a meaningful number of jobs? You have 2 minutes. Mr. Fisher?
The mayor sets the tempo for the tone. I want Louisville to be known, or tempo for the town. I want Louisville to be known as a great entrepreneurial city. I've been an entrepreneur my whole life. Entrepreneurs spot opportunities. They have a can-do attitude. They get things done. Smart businesses focus on what their competitive advantages are, so we need to do that as well in Louisville to see where we can grow jobs. We need to be the easiest city in the country to start a company for entrepreneurs. We need to replace red tape with green tape for companies that want to grow here. Green tape is tape that is working at the speed of business, and then we need to use our great quality of place to attract companies to town as well. What do we have that's competitively unique here? Louisville has more companies headquartered here than any other city in the world in the aging care, long-term health care business. Kindred, Almost Family, Senior Care. And of course, what's the biggest demographic change taking place in our country right now? It's the aging of America. So this is an opportunity where we can grow just like we focused on logistics in the 1990s. 1980, UPS had 200 employees here. In 1990, we as a community, and many of you all in this room right here said, let's focus on logistics. UPS now has over 20,000 employees. We'll do the same thing in the aging care, long-term health care business as well. Our 100-mile bike loop, our 21st century parks, positions us in a perfect way to be the center for green job growth in the eastern United States. What you're seeing with our manufacturing base coming back to life, smart partnerships between the companies, city, state governments, the unions at GE, to bring those jobs back. Over 1,000 new jobs will be coming to our community. Ford Motor Company will be the center for fuel-efficient manufacturing here with Louisville Assembly Plant. So the mayor sets that tone to bring people together, to model an entrepreneurial community, and you can see a lot of job growth under the Fisher administration.
Mr. Heiner.
You know, there are some comments that just demand a reply before we get on to jobs. You know, in this government, there have been a lot of things going on behind the curtain. We've seen contracts signed that haven't been available that the public could see until 5 months later, and that has to stop. I ran in 2002 on a platform of open, honest, accountable government. I have fought for that, authored along with Ken Fleming, the Transparency Act in this government. And when I see a cabinet-level department being traded away for an endorsement, when an email goes out that says you can design the scope and structure of that cabinet, prepare a short list, and by the way, the endorser is one of the six people on the short list, that has to stop in Louisville. So that's why there's an ad out there that lays out the facts and let the citizens decide. We cannot go forward under those circumstances and should be a truly great city. Concerning jobs, I'll tell you, I've seen firsthand, we end up in the top four again and again and again when it comes to job attraction. But we haven't been able to close the deal. So I've been out traveling to talk with other mayors to try to find out what's the difference. We're a great city, great people. We have one of the largest air cargo hubs in the world in the middle of our city. Low energy rates, lots to do, inexpensive housing, wonderful neighborhoods. And what I'm seeing in other cities, Indianapolis, Oklahoma City, meeting with their neighbors, is that the mayor is directly involved in economic development, actually wears the title Chief Economic Development Officer, and is held accountable by the citizens for economic development in their community. You know, Louisville just ranked 12th out of 12 in a study done by Cincinnati of competitor cities in economic development. We need a new approach. And I will tell you, given the opportunity as mayor, a week won't go by that I won't be going through the prospect list, taking some of you, business leaders, along with myself, to build relationships with these companies and their decision makers, to make sure if they're in Louisville, they stay in Louisville, they expand in Louisville, and hopefully new companies that will move here to Louisville. They're doing it in other cities. We can do it here as well. It's what I've done for 20 years.
Thank you, Mr. Heiner. And 30 seconds of rebuttal.
Well, people say they don't like negative campaigns. I agree, but I will respond when I'm attacked, and Hal, you're a hypocrite. Tom Owen released a press release at 11:30 today saying the day before Tyler Allen endorsed your campaign, you met with him, you promised him input into your administration. You're now telling me that that's bad to give people input into your administration. So you need to come clean with Louisville. People expect more from our political leaders. The last thing they want is a hypocrite. I'm disappointed in you over the person I've met the last year. And again, I call
Thank
for you
very
to
much.
Take down your garbage.
Question number two. These questions may be irrelevant. I'll keep plugging away. Describe your leadership style and give us a specific example of how that style will work to unify our county and build consensus between East and West End, city versus county, and across socioeconomic lines. And you will have 1 minute and 30 seconds.
You know, my management style is called management by walking around, being involved, and that's the way we've run this campaign with neighborhood networks across this entire community, talking with people about what's important to them. You know the great part of that? What's important to them is our high altitude items. What's Louisville's future? Are we going to be able to have jobs for a prosperous future here in Louisville? Are we going to address an education system that has fallen way behind other cities of our size across the country? Are we ever going to build a bridge that we've talked about for 41 years? It hasn't been so much about the neighborhood, it's about where we can go as a community. So both myself and my entire leadership team will be managers that are out in the community seeing what's going on. And let me tell you one other area, and that's the relationship between the mayor and this Metro Council. You know, we're spending about $10 million a year right now on this Metro Council. I asked someone that represents an area that has more than its share of low socioeconomic problems. I said, how many times has this administration driven with you through your district before the budget process to point out the important needs so they could be included in the budget? The answer was zero. And I'll tell you, I will bring a whole different management style. I will be with those Metro Council members and get to know their districts, and they'll have involvement in that budget, so it's not just dropped there on May the 27th and as some sort of surprise. So I look forward to a very close relationship with the community at the neighborhood level and also with the council members that operate at that grassroots level as well.
Mr. Fisher, 1 minute, 30 seconds.
My style is best described as a team builder, a coalition builder, and then we take action. So I definitely believe in bottom-up input, top-down input, then we see what the best ideas are and we move forward. It's important that you have diversity of ideas. My campaign has shown that diversity, and my administration will be as well, where you'll see all the faces of Louisville represented in the campaign. I've been nationally recognized for building high-performance businesses. As I mentioned before, Cervend, we were finalists for the Malcolm Baldrige National Quality Award. We won the USA Today Quality Cup. Those type of awards are hard to get. It means you're one of the best businesses in the country, which requires leadership that's a combination of vision, involving all of the people in your workplace, believing everybody in your workplace can give their hands, their work, their head with improvement ideas, and their heart, that they give their love to the business so it improves. And we can bring that same type of culture to City Hall as well. We've built a great coalition from the East, the West, the South, business, labor, professional services in the firm, so we're ready to go from day one with this broad group in the community. We've had 22 different policy teams dealing with everything from aging care to infrastructure to entrepreneurship, over 350 people in my campaign. They've come up with the best ideas to move Louisville forward, take a little time to do that, define the global best practice, implement that in the city so we'll be known as one of the best cities in the world.
These guys are pretty good at watching the clock. They're pretty good.
After 60 of these, you'd think so.
In recent weeks, candidates have begun discussing the Jefferson County Public Schools busing program. Now, since no mayor has jurisdiction on the public school system, some have said that this is just an attempt to tap a political nerve with ignorant voters who are upset with the busing plan. Why do you find this topic of importance to the mayor's office or your mayoral campaign? You have 2 minutes. Mr. Fisher.
Well, there's a lot of frustration in the community about education. I've long said that the mayor should be the conscience of the community. Our kids are not competing right now just with Charlotte and Chicago graduates from there. We're competing with China. We're competing with India. So it is important that the mayor say, these are the highest standards in the world. Let's make sure we understand what our gap is for the community. We do need some breakthrough improvement, and the mayor should be a constructive part in that. Hal and I have a different leadership style. When he brought the issue up, he kind of sprung it on the community in the middle of the night. That's not how you lead. What you do is you identify a problem, you pull everybody together, and then you build a consensus on how to get things done. That's what I've done in the business world. That's what I'll do here. Now, it's important also to ask, what have we done as individuals to address this issue before the campaign? I've been involved with the public school system for over a decade. I brought 25 international musicians to town, youth musicians. Many of y'all in this room helped me with a project called Roads to You, where we joint ventured with Jefferson County Public Schools. One of the companies I'm a partner at, Dan Clayton Corporation. We adopted Gutterm Youth Elementary. We run their Everyone Reads program. We help 50 families during the holidays. Right now I'm working on the Healthy Minds Initiative to try to get a nurse in every school. There's only 16 nurses in 155 Jefferson County public schools. We can certainly do better than that. And we've developed a program called Everyone Knows, where JCPS will go into each company, much like United Way does right now, and train parents and grandparents, aunts and uncles, on how to be more effective for their kids. Because my experience is, when you take a child, and it is a one-to-one issue here, you set high expectations, you put a structure in place, and then you have the discipline to achieve that. As long as a child has a loving adult in their family or in their life, they'll succeed. So the mayor needs to be the champion for public-private partnerships to help achieve that aim.
Mr. Heiner.
Well, I think Greg and I do have differing view on this. And, you know, I would appreciate a mayor being the conscience of the community, but we actually have to get some things done here. When I heard 2 months ago when Kentucky Youth Advocates came out and said that of our 100,000 students in our Jefferson County Public Schools, if the outcomes continue based on what we're doing today, 30,000 of the 100,000 will not graduate from high school. We are double Kentucky's dropout rate. Our reading proficiency and math proficiency average rates are well below Kentucky's average, and Kentucky isn't known for stellar schools. It's time for a new approach on education. What we are doing is not working. When a second grader is on the bus for 3 hours a day, it is not working. We need a new plan, a comprehensive plan for education. We've got some shining stars, some schools in Louisville that have achieved amazing results. J.B. Atkinson here in Louisville was recognized as the worst performing school in Kentucky 4 years ago. They brought in a principal with a heart for kids in low socioeconomic areas. He has turned it around in 4 years. He's brought in his own form of business-funded merit pay. He came in with business-funded summer school to eliminate the regression. He cut class sizes for at-risk youth in half. It's time to roll out those good ideas throughout this whole system. The mayor's role is to find the resources to get that done. We all know, we've heard it for the last 20 years, how Frankfurt treats Louisville with the tax money we send to Frankfurt. It's not a level playing field. And that's why the mayor needs to take the lead with an urban coalition that I hope to build to find the funding, to cut class sizes in half, to find the resources so that we can have summer school for at-risk youth so they don't have tremendous regression in the summer. We need a different plan. We're in the bottom 15% in the country for large cities in the U.S. We need a new approach on education if Louisville is going to be successful, but more importantly, for those 30,000 students, we need to help them build a better life.
30-second rebuttal, Mr. Fisher.
Well, the important issue with all of us is to be honest with ourselves, honest with our kids. This is not an easy solution, obviously. We've got a long ways to go. Everybody knows that. So the question is, how do we do it? You do it one child at a time. And so there's a movie out now called Waiting for Superman. You know, it's looking for this wonderful, simple answer to education. It's not there. But I have identified who Superman is. Superman is who you look at in the mirror every morning. If each one of us decides to make a difference in the life of a kid, we will improve our educational standards here in this community.
I'd like to announce at this time that if this debate were being televised, real-time closed captioning would be provided by Norton Hospital.
Can I call for a new moderator?
Yeah. It's just a habit, I'm sorry. All right, our next question. What are the three biggest challenges facing Louisville in the next 10 years? And give us a very specific, stressing the word specific, example of what you will do to address one of them. Again, 2 minutes for your response. Mr. Heiner.
Well, those three are, we've talked about them during this campaign several times. And I think you know what they are. From a job standpoint, we cannot remain a great city if we remain 12th out of 12 in economic development. From an education standpoint, we will not be a great city if we remain 120th out of 146 cities in the U.S. We need dramatic new approaches in both of those areas. And we've talked a little about both of those, but let me tell you a third area. And that's investment by the state of Kentucky in Louisville, in cities. And we have a very rural-focused legislature. We've all heard the stories about how our tax money goes to Frankfort and we get 42 or 44 cents back on the dollar that goes to Frankfort while our infrastructure crumbles, while we're asked to rebuild more and more of the bridges with our own money, and the amount of state participation with federal funds goes down and down. It was at about $1 billion, it's down to about $400 million. It's decreasing as time goes by. We've talked in Frankfort about how it's not fair. It's not fair. We have 18% of the population, 25% of the revenue that goes to the state. We ought to have at least 18% of the spending based on population, but instead, we're only seeing 40 to 50 cents return on the dollar. If Kentucky's going to be successful in jobs, it's in cities. It's in Louisville. We've tried that argument. That's not working. We have 18% of the votes in Frankfort. We cannot get it done. What we need is an urban coalition where we join together with other areas that have urban counties that have some of the same problems we have. Northern Kentucky is hungry. I know they're hungry from some work on the Metro Council that I did in transportation. Meet with Northern Kentucky, build a relationship there with Lexington, maybe even Bowling Green, Paducah, Ashland, but solve some common problems in Frankfort. So when we go to Frankfort with a common agenda, that we don't go there with 18% of the votes, we go with 40% or 50% and get a real conversation about it's time for Kentucky to invest.
Thank you, Mr. Heiner. Mr. Fisher.
Well, the number one issue is putting Louisville back to work. I focused earlier on the aging care, long-term health care industry. So a specific initiative would be to pull all the CEOs together in town in that industry, ask them, what does your supply chain look like? Who else can we bring to town? What auxiliary services are available? Two, ask the Convention and Visitors Bureau, what are the premier conventions in the aging care, long-term health care space? We want them to come here to Louisville. So when people think about Louisville, they say that is aging care, long-term health care. This can create 20,000, 30,000 jobs for our community. It's a competitive advantage we have right now. So let's focus, focus, focus. Second issue is creating a can-do entrepreneurial culture here in Louisville. Other cities have grown faster than us. They're not any better than us. We have entrepreneurs. We have people that want to get things done here in Louisville, creating a culture of risk-taking, appropriate risk-taking, so when we see opportunity, we seize it. One of the great things about this election is being all over town and having so many people come up and say, Greg, I want to help. I want to plug in. I want to be part of this new leadership of Louisville. So there's an energy around town for this next phase of leadership that we're really asking, what type of city do we want to be? Third, education. We just launched a program called 55,000 Degrees. If we get 55,000 more college degrees or junior college degrees combined by the year 2020, that will put us number one against our 16 peer cities. Those degrees then lead to innovation, they lead to entrepreneurship, they lead to jobs. It's obviously a virtuous cycle. And I'll take liberty and have a fourth as well, and that's infrastructure. We need to get started on one of our bridges or both of the bridges in Spaghetti Junction so Louisville is an easy city to get to and get through. We also need to improve our public transportation so we can be a city that we can get around more easily.
And a 30-second rebuttal.
You know, it's been an interesting time, 8 years on the council, and I've learned something about government. That sometimes the most successful politicians are for everything because it creates no controversy. But I'll tell you, we all stood in awe as we watched Jim Host build this arena on time, on budget, with the push to get it done. And that's the kind of leadership we need in the next mayor. Leadership, push, and go and find the resources to get things done in our community. That's the kind of mayor I hope to be able to have the opportunity to be.
We're going to do something just a little bit different now. We're going to have a lightning round. First question, we will start with Mr. Fisher. Mr. Fisher, would you support splitting up the bridge project if it gets the East End Bridge built more quickly?
Yeah, we've been waiting for 41 years to get the project moving. The East End Bridge would be the logical place to start. Right now it's one project, two bridges, but if we could start with the East End Bridge and get that done first, I'd be very happy with that.
Mr. Heiner.
I've come out, my platform is split the project into two pieces, send the East End Bridge to construction. I will do everything in my power to get it under construction in the first 4 years. I think we can do it. Downtown, we need to streamline it to a level that we can afford. And I think that's going to take a complete rethinking of the $1.5 billion on Spaghetti Junction.
Mr. Heiner, given the information-based society in which we live, what is your vision for the libraries for 2011 and beyond?
You know, in 2007, I came out against the taxes. I said, we're the fifth highest tax city. We can't be successful at job attraction. I had a plan on how to build libraries without taxes. We've already built Newburgh, Fairdale, and both Greg and I have said we're going to build Southwest on that plan. The libraries need to move forward. I'll do it.
Mr. Fisher.
Three libraries. Start with the Southwest, then go to South, and go to the East. We need to be a lifelong learning community, and certainly the libraries are a critical, critical part of that.
Mr. Fisher, boxers or briefs? Go. Sorry. I just want to see if you're paying attention.
Yeah.
How important are the arts to you and to Louisville?
First, what are you going to do after this campaign is over? I mean, you need to get a life, Bill.
Would you repeat that question, please?
How important are the arts to you and to Louisville?
The arts are one of our competitive advantages. We talked about aging care earlier, but when you take a look at the fabric of our community, arts are it. So it's a regional advantage, it's a national advantage. Young people, businesses, entrepreneurs come here. I'll support the arts.
Mr. Heiner.
Arts are the sparkle of Louisville. It's one of our areas. We really stand out. We're in the top 13 cities in the country in arts. They need to be supported. That's one of the areas that gives us a competitive advantage in job attraction.
Mr. Heiner, if you had a chance, if Louisville had a chance to get an NBA franchise, would you support the effort, be neutral, or be against it, and why?
I would absolutely support getting pro sports in Louisville, and the most likely is NBA. It's tremendous marketing for the community. You're seen on screens across the country. We need that kind of visibility, and if we can do it, we need to get about it.
Same question, Mr. Fisher.
Well, big-time sports and big-time cities go together. They also help a city grow, so certainly it needs to be financially feasible, but it would be an exciting project that I'd be happy to be part of.
Now, both candidates will have 2 minutes for a summary statement, and based on the coin toss earlier, Mr. Heiner will go first.
Now, this election is Louisville's best chance in decades to move ahead at a faster pace. You know, back in the early 90s, when the call went out to rewrite the comprehensive plan for Louisville, they called out to volunteers to look at the future, where we're headed. I was one of 200, and in the end, it was one of 12 writing goals and objectives for Louisville. I felt then, even in the early 90s, we were underperforming our potential. And when we voted for merger, I was excited. I thought maybe the fact that we had almost two equal governments, a city and county government with equal authority, equal budgets, but visions that never agreed, maybe that's what's holding us back as a community, as I watched Indianapolis, Cincinnati, Nashville outpace us in improvements in their community. And that's why I got excited and I ran for Metro Council. I wanted to be a part of it because I thought we could move forward. Well, here, 8 years later, the mechanics of merger are complete. Within government, the two public works departments, two police departments, that's been merged. But the point of actually having a vision on the wall, a vision of maybe 10, 12 items that we can accomplish over the next 5 years together, us all pulling together, the business community, which has to play a major role, and the civic community, nonprofit, faith community, education community. Let's get those 12 items. You know, one of the great things about running for office at this age, the 20-year plan and the 10-year plan don't mean so much anymore. It's how much can we get done in the next 4 or 5 years? And this is our chance. We have the right form of government. This has been a long campaign, and it's been an issues-based. It's been a good campaign. The fact that it's been close, it's been good for Louisville to talk about these issues, and it's highlighted areas we need to make improvement. And I'm as excited as I can be about the potential for the next 4 years, and I think you see that potential in us as well. So I'd ask you to join me on November 2nd so that we can get about accomplishing and tackling some of the big issues that we have to make progress on.
Thank you very much, Mr. Heiner. Mr. Fisher, 2 minutes.
Well, thank you all for your time today. We've got some good news with the campaign today. The CN2 poll was released. We're up by 9 points, so we expect to close this race strong. Most important issue is jobs. Who's best suited to put Louisville back to work? I've been an entrepreneur my whole life. I go to bed thinking about jobs. I wake up thinking about jobs. I get a kick out of building high-performance teams. We can do that with our city government as well. Having a mayor that knows how to invest in all of our neighborhoods and understands the importance and the character of our neighborhoods. My parents raised their family here. My wife and I have raised our family here. I'll be a mayor for all of our neighborhoods. And a mayor that has a coalition that represents Louisville. 700,000 people we have here. It's important that the campaign reflects how your administration would be. So you'll see all of the faces of Louisville in my campaign. This election is about leadership. What type of city do we want to be? Do we want to be a progressive city? Do we want to have a mayor that has opened up his arms to the world and said, no matter what you look like, no matter what your orientation is, you're welcome in Louisville? Because we understand we need those type of values to be a city that can grow and compete with anybody in the world. I'll be that type of mayor for you. We need a mayor that has team building skills, that has problem solving skills that I've demonstrated in my business world time and time again. And finally, we need a mayor that we can trust, a mayor that won't take an expedient route, a mayor that will tell the truth, a mayor that has competency to get the job done, but that has integrity, that our city can rely on, that when things get tough, you'll still do the right thing. So I'd appreciate your all's votes on November the 2nd. I look forward to working with you in the future. Thank you.
The most asked question by Rotarians today was, if the National League playoffs are on Fox 41 tonight, where's Fox News at 10? It's on WMYO Channel 58 in high definition. Don't worry. Gentlemen, thank you very much for coming. It was a pleasure to do this today.
Thank you. Please join me in thanking Bill Lamb for doing this and our two candidates. I'd like to